Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, September 7th, 2015. Third family member of Israeli arson attack dies of wounds. Meanwhile, Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Thousands of Palestinians joined family members on Monday afternoon at the northern West Bank city of Nablus in the funeral procession of Rahma Dawabsha, burned victim of an Israeli arson attack on her home in Duma village in July. Dawabsha died of her serious wounds shortly after midnight on Sunday night after a deterioration in her health condition, despite a slight improvement earlier in the day. Her 18-month-old child was burned to death in the attack. Her husband died of his wounds a week later, and her child, Ahmed, 5, suffered a second-degree burns to 60% of his body. Doctors say Ahmed still needs months of treatment in the hospital, and he may undergo several surgeries. In other news, Israeli soldiers invaded early on Monday a number of Palestinian communities in occupied East Jerusalem, searched several homes and kidnapped 5 Palestinians, including 3 children between the ages of 12 and 15. Also in Jerusalem, Israeli police fired tear gas at worshippers inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound after residents tried to stop a group of settlers from invading the third holiest site for Muslims worldwide. Moreover, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped 2 Palestinian women, one from her home near Ramallah and another while visiting her brother, held by Israel in the Nafha Israeli military prison. The army gave no reason for kidnapping the 2 women. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, September 7th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Maui and me, Ghassan Bandura.